time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me today in studio, I have Debbie Pappas. She's with Second Chance Wildlife. And we're going to talk a little bit, maybe some people don't know what Second Chance Wildlife does. And we're going to talk a little bit about them and what goes on over there. Debbie, thank you for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Let's talk about Second Chance Wildlife. Now, some people may have heard of Second Chance Wildlife. Some people may have not heard of them. What is it that you do and how do you, you work with... Really, it's animals and
wildlife
mostly that are injured or something or to that nature. People call you and,
right.
and that kind of thing. I'm going to let you handle it because you're the pro here when it comes to this.
Thank you. So we are a state and federally licensed, permitted wildlife rehabilitation facility. And what that means is we are the state of Utah's wildlife rehabilitators. So regardless of what people think, whenever you see or hear of injured or orphaned or sick wildlife, it's not the state of Utah that takes care of that. They may be involved in picking it up on occasion, but they are always taking it to a wildlife rehabilitator. The state of Utah does not have the facilities nor the finances to do this kind of work, nor the training to do it. There are no wildlife rehabilitators with the state of Utah. So we are responsible for fielding phone calls from whoever, whether it be the highway patrol if they found an eagle hit on the highway, or dispatch will get a hold of us when people call and say, hey, I've got an injured bat at my house or something like that. We field all the phone calls for that.
Now, and I think that's something that's been in the news a lot recently is people, you know, taking, you know, and handling wild animals and stuff. Like,
yeah.
They see a fawn that's been, they think has been abandoned.
Exactly.
In fact, I just saw a story today that I think a lady in Park City is going to get fined $400
for
taking a fawn.
Thrilled for that.
So, yeah, there's a reason that,
is a reason, and people just don't have the knowledge. They think they do. I frequently get, well, I know how to take care of the birds if you'll just tell me, because I had a parakeet when I was 5. Well, by all means, that's exactly what I do. Well, of course it isn't. So it's just frustrating, what we have to go through to do the very work we do, the testing, everything else that we have to go through, and then the public thinks that they can do it. And then there's always that call as the animal's dying, and they, oh, well, I've had it for a couple of weeks, and it seemed just fine. Well, based on what did it seem fine? They have no knowledge, and they've been feeding it wrong. We see that. I probably get 20 to 30 calls a day, that very issue. And basically, I have to tell them, I'm sorry, I can't help you. You've already started the process where the animal is dying. I can't help you. Once it's already started, you've done the damage. You're shutting the gut down. I can't help. So please, call us when you first... I mean, there's reasons that there are laws on the books for this. You cannot take care of wildlife by yourself. There is a reason for that.
And so the easiest thing to do, really, when people see something like this or anything like that, is really call the state first, probably, and then they'll get a hold of you?
Yeah, a lot of people do that, but a lot of times there can be a delay depending on how busy the offices are. Our office here is always so busy, so they can either do that, they can call Price Dispatch, they'll get a hold of me, or they can call me directly, and a lot of people do call me directly, or just show up at our property and bring things.
Okay. So we've got that taken care of.
Yes.
Don't handle wild animals yourself. Please.
No.
Please.
No.
But let's talk about the other part of this is you are really a nonprofit.
Yes, we are. No one in the state of Utah is, even though there's strict guidelines on how we have to become wildlife rehabilitators, there's a big process involved in that. No one is paid. No one, including myself. So my volunteers aren't paid. Everything I do, the veterinary bills, which I probably put my vets' kids both through college. We entail a lot of expenses. We have to figure out where that money comes from, and that means fundraising. So we have some great donors, particularly out of the Moab area, which is part of the area I cover. But we, as far as rehabilitators in the state of Utah, I cover the biggest geographical area. So we handle a lot of calls, even clear down to the Four Corners area.
Now, you had just said something that you wanted to talk about is one of your supporters made a big donation, Sutherland's.
Sutherland Lumber. Thank you, Kyle Heffernan and his people there. Kyle ordered us a bunch of cabinetry for our small hospital. We have been working out of boxes for 3 years, and it has been a nightmare. Can you imagine walking into a human hospital and seeing everybody work out of boxes? It is just, it's mind-blowing. But Kyle purchased all of that and donated it. And then the state's, the state of Utah, the Division of Wildlife, has a program called the Dedicated Hunters Program. And we've had a couple of those gentlemen coming out and installing those cabinets. So I don't know how to act because I've got actually places for everything to go now.
And you're not living out of boxes in your hospital section anymore.
No, not anymore.
All right. So if anyone is interested in, because you do take, you do accept volunteers.
And
like
we're
you said.
Always looking, especially retirees. They're just much more responsible. And I love being around older people. I'm one of them too. So please, I mean, anybody that has a special skill that can help us, that loves wildlife.
Is there a better way to get a hold of you? Because I know you say that your voicemail on your phone fills up really quick.
Oh, it's crazy.
So is it better to call you or to check out the Facebook page? What's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
Probably,
if you want to volunteer, let's put it that way.
Probably to call me. My number is 435-650-3441. And again, the Division of Wildlife knows how to get a hold of me. I'm not able to sit down to the computer every day as often as I would like, simply because of my feeding schedule right now. We're in the middle of baby season, so it's extremely busy right now. So if I'm not feeding something, I'm answering a phone call or trying to make appointments to get wildlife into our vet.
Okay, so if you are interested in helping out or, you know, making a donation in any way, give Debbie a call. That number again, Debbie, one more time.
435-650-3441.
All right, and also check out their Facebook page because it's really neat. You get on there and it shows them. My favorite one is when you go and release the birds and stuff like
mine
that.
Mine too.
I love those videos. So check out their Facebook page. They are on there, Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. And Debbie, thank you for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Did we hit everything?
We did.
All right.
We did.
Great. If you ever need to come back and let people know, you just do it and we'll get you taken care of, okay?
Thank you.
All right. So now for more information on this and other KOAL ITV interviews, make sure you check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.